Our Bible reading this morning is from two different passages. First of all, from Exodus chapter 20. And if the adults need a Bible, raise your hand and a steward will be glad to bring you one. But the words will also be on the screen this morning for this all-age service. So first of all, Exodus chapter 20. And then a short portion from John chapter 19. But first of all, Exodus 20, where we find the Ten Commandments. So boys and girls, you should recognize phrases that we've been learning together on Sunday mornings. And then we're going to also read from John chapter 19. So please follow as I read. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 1. And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. For the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Then turn over, please, to John chapter 19 and verse 25. John 19 and verse 25. The Lord Jesus is hanging, dying on the cross. And John writes, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. This is the word of God. As you sit down, I'd ask the grown-ups, please, to have your Bible open at Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. And boys and girls, I want all of you to be looking here. Can you look straight at me? All right, if you've got anything in your hand, put it down on the floor so it doesn't distract you. I want your ears to be open. I want your eyes to be open. I'd like your lips to be shut, unless I ask you to use them, because we're going to learn today about the fifth commandment. Now, can you remember the fifth commandment? Remember what it said? Seth, can you remember it? What does it say? You can't remember it. I'll put it on the screen. Let's say it all together, shall we? Honor your father and your mother. Say it again. Honor your father and your mother. There are three things I am praying all of us here today will want to say. All right? Would you like to see what those three things are? Here are three things I'd like us to say. I'd like us to say, oh dear. I'd like us to say, wow. And I'd like us to say, yes. Now, I'd like you to try those words with me. Will you do that with me? So first of all, I want you to, and do the action as well, I want you to go, oh dear. Can you do that? Oh dear. Then I want you to say, wow. Do that. Wow. Then I want you to say, with a kind of quiet confidence, yes. Will you do that? Yes. So let's try all three together, shall we? Ready? Oh, dear. Wow! Yes. All right. We'll come back to them near the end of the talk. But we're thinking this morning about the fifth commandment. And to help us understand the fifth commandment, you need to think with me about the difference between being the right way up and being upside down. Now, to help me, I've asked Amy Howard to come up here. Amy, would you come up, please? And we'll get your daddy up in a minute. You come up first and stand here, will you? I want you to stand here. Turn around. Now, Amy at the moment, all right, Amy is the right way up. Would you agree with me there? So her head is where her head is supposed to be. Would you agree? And her feet are where her feet are supposed to be. So her head's supposed to be here and her feet are supposed to be here. But I know that Amy can do something. I know that Amy is very good at doing handstands. Is that right?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
All right, then. So I think Daddy's going to come and help. So now Amy's going to do something strange. Oh, wow, look at that. Isn't that good? Now, hang on a minute. Amy is now upside down, isn't she? So her feet are where her head should be. Is that right? And her head is where her feet should be. Now, Amy, how long could you stay like that?
1 or 2 minutes.
1 or 2 minutes, she says. But I have to tell you that if Amy stayed like this, it wouldn't do her much good. Because that isn't the way we were made to be. It's not the way any of us made to be. You see, Amy, is your face going red? It is going red. Because if you're upside down, all the blood goes to your head. You better get down now. Well done, Amy. You did very well. So although it might be fun to stand on your hands, be upside down for a little bit, it actually isn't the way we're made, because the blood would all go to your head, and that's not supposed to be where our blood is. And just imagine it came to lunchtime and Amy was still upside down. She wouldn't be able to eat her dinner, would she? Because food needs to go down. It doesn't go up. And she wouldn't be able to drink anything. Don't try it, but you won't be able to do it. It's impossible to drink a glass of water upside down. That is not how we were made to live. What's that got to do with the Ten Commandments? Well, the Bible tells us that there is a right way round for us to live our lives. The right way round for us to live our lives is with God at the top and us at the bottom. But one of the problems is that all too often we live life upside down. And we put us at the top and we put God at the bottom. Now, what's this got to do with the Ten Commandments? Well, in the Ten Commandments, God shows us what it really means to live with him at the top and us at the bottom. He shows us what it really means to live the right way up. So we've been learning the Ten Commandments, haven't we? And really, the first four commandments are all about this. What was the first commandment? Do you remember? Say out loud if you remember. You shall have no other gods before me. The second commandment says, you shall not make for yourself an idol. The third commandment says, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. And the fourth commandment says, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. And all four of those first commandments, they are all about having God in his right place. Living our lives the right way round instead of what? We can try that again. Instead of what? Upside down. Living the right way up with God in his right place and us in our right place, it is the best way to live. Now let's think again about the fifth commandment. This fifth commandment that says, honor your father and mother. It tells us that living the right way up means having mum and dad in their right place. Now, where do you think I should put mum and dad here? Where do you think I should put mum and dad? Adam. Underneath that God. That's right. This is the right place for mum and dad. They're supposed to be above us, but below God. That is the right place for mum and dad to live. It's not right, though, for us to live upside down. So it's not right for us to be there, for God to be there, and for mum and dad to be there. Now, I want us to think for a moment about mum and dad. I wonder if you've thought much about what it means to be a mum or a dad. I just need to put everything the right way up. Is that the right way up? You sure? Okay, let's think for a moment about mum and dad. I wonder if you understand how important mum and dad are. Have you ever thought how important they are? Have you ever realized that mum and dad are a wonderful gift from God to you? In fact, whatever age we are today, whether we're little or whether we're much, much older, the truth is that we wouldn't be here without mum and dad. Because God used mum and dad to give us life. And then when we're young, boy, we need mum and dad, don't we? And I want to tell you what the Bible says the job of mum and dad is. Do you know that mum and dad have an important job to do? Have you ever thought what their job is? Ever thought about it? Let me tell you what mum and dad's job is. First of all, mum and dad's job is to care for their children. Do mum and dad care for you? How do mum and dad care for you? Tell me some things mum and dad do for you. What do they do, Lydia? Sorry? They give you nice things. They do give you nice things. They give you the things you need. Anyone else want to say how mum and dad care for us? Yes, Ruth? They let you have a party on your birthday when you're five. Yes, I can understand that would be big in your mind. Yes? What else? Yes? Pardon? I can't hear that. They give me hugs. Yes, mum and dad care for us. And one of the ways they care for us, they give us cuddles. When we need cuddles. Cuddles are good, aren't they? They are. I think cuddles are good. Yes? Pardon? They make you cakes. Yeah, I mean, mum and dad care for us in all sorts of ways. They feed us. They clothe us. They give us cuddles. They take us places. They give us pocket money, maybe. They do all sorts of things to care for us. In fact, when we're little, we wouldn't survive without mum and dad, would we? Because their job that's been given to them by God is to care for us. But there's also something else they're supposed to do. Mum and dad are supposed to teach us. Now, they teach us all sorts of things. I was thinking about my mum today. And when I look at this spoon in our house, I think of my mum. Do you know why? Because my mum taught me to make custard. And this is the custard making spoon. This was my mum's spoon. And it's the only way I can make custard is using this spoon. And I remember my mum teaching me with this spoon how to make good custard. And good custard, by the way, is when the spoon will stand up and not fall over after you've made it. But my mum taught me loads of things. And my dad's taught me loads of things. And they taught me by what they said and what they did. And it wasn't just things like making custard. Parents are supposed to teach their children what is good and what's bad. They're to teach them what's wise and what's foolish. They're to teach them what's right and what's wrong. And they're to do that not just by their words, but the way that they live. Do you know, there's lots of things I do and don't do Not just because mum or dad said I shouldn't or should do them, but because I do what they do. Even the way I do the dishes is the way my mum did the dishes. I don't think she ever told me to do the dishes that way, but I do things because I copy. And parents need to realize that they are their children's teachers. Have you ever thought of that? Can I tell you that your parents are more important teachers of you than your teachers at school? And when it comes to learning about the Lord Jesus, when it comes to learning the gospel, the good news about the Lord Jesus, your parents are the ones who should be teaching you most, not the teachers in Treasure Hunters or in your kids' clubs. Your parents are supposed to teach you. And there's one last thing I want to tell you about the parents' job. You might not like this one, but it's a really important part of mum and dad's job. It's part of mum and dad's job to tell you off. Hands up if you ever get told off by mum or dad. Daniel Williams has got his hand up. Do you know, that's part of their job. It's part of the job God's given parents to do, because the Bible says that folly is in the hearts of children. In other words, we do wrong things and we don't know the right thing to do. And when we do wrong things, it is part of our mum and dad's job to say, that was wrong. You shouldn't have done that. And when it's very bad, to say, and yes, I've got to punish you for doing that. Mum and dad have a really important job. Will you say what they're supposed to do? They care for us, they teach, and they tell us off. How can mum and dad do this? I'm speaking to mum and dad, first of all. Mum and dad can only be the parents that God wants them to be as they have God in his right place. Because mum and dad can only care for their children and teach their children and tell their children off as God wants them to, as they're living the right way up, not the wrong way around. And children need to learn to honour their father and mother. Can we say the fifth commandment again? Say it with me. Honour your father and mother. Now, what does that mean for children? Well, I want to suggest it means that we use the parts of our bodies to treat mum and dad as God wants us to treat mum and dad. Now, what do I mean? Well, first of all, think about your eyes. To honour mum and dad means that you look at them in the right way. It means that you look up to mum and dad. You got the idea? Because they're above you, aren't they? So you look up to them with respect and with honour. It means you see mum and dad as important. You see them as those who care for you and who are to teach you and to tell you off. Let's think about our ears. What do you do with your ears? Ethan? You listen. And with our ears, we honour our mum and dad by listening to them carefully, listening to them more than we listen to anyone else, remembering that their job is to teach us, remembering that their job is to tell us off. So when they tell us off, we don't go, I don't want to listen to you. Has anyone ever done that? I think someone has. But rather we say, no, you're the one I want to listen to. And you see, it's for children to listen to parents. It's not for parents to be those who are listening to their children. And then what about our mouths? We need to be very careful about the way we speak about our mum and dad and the way we speak to our mum and dad. We're to speak well of mum and dad. We're not to speak horribly to mum and dad. We're not to shout at them or say rude things to them. Because if we do say rude things to them or shout at them, we are dishonouring them. And then what about our hands? The things we do. We honour our parents by doing what they tell us to do. So they say to you, tidy your toys away. What should you do? Tidy your toys away. Because you should honor mum and dad. You should do what they tell you to do. They say, would you please help to lay the table or to take the dirty dishes to the kitchen? And you should do it because that's the way you honor your parents. It's for parents to tell children not to do, not children to tell parents what to do. And then what about our feet? Well, we're to go where our parents tell us to go. So when your mum or dad says it's time to go to bed, what should you do if you're honouring them? Adam, go to bed, that's right. And when they say that they think it's good for you to go to a kids' club, what should you do? Go to the kids' club. Because they're mum and dad. And in fact, the Bible teaches us that learning to obey mum and dad is one of the ways that we learn to obey God. Because God has given them to us as the people who care for us, who teach us, who tell us off. And as we listen to them, we are living, well, what are we doing? Are we living the right way up or upside down? We are living the right way up. But if we don't listen to mum and dad, if we refuse to do what they tell us, what are we doing? We're living upside down. Now, I need to show you something on the screen. You're looking at the screen. This isn't all that the fifth commandment says. It says this. Honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. It's a promise. And the promise basically is summed up as this. If we live the right way up with dad and mum in the right place, then actually things go well. Now think about your home. When you do what mum and dad tell you to do, is home quite happy? When you refuse to do what mum and dad tells you to do, is home quite sad? Yeah. It is, isn't it? That's true, isn't it? Because you see, when we do things the way God wants us to do, well, it's the right way to live. But when we live upside down lives, well, it's the wrong way to live. And we can't be surprised when things aren't as happy as they could be. Oh, by the way, parents, adults, whether you're parents or not, honoring your parents doesn't stop when you reach 18. Or you leave home, or you get married, we still have to honor our parents. It changes how we honor our parents, but we need to think about it. So my mum's in heaven, but my dad, he's 82, and I still need to honor him. So I need to honor him with my eyes. I should still look up to him and show him great respect. I must still listen to him. He still has wisdom that I need to hear, and I should also listen to him when he just wants to talk to me. That's honoring him. When it comes to speaking, I should speak well of him. I shouldn't ever make fun of him or be rude to him. I must use my words well towards him. When it comes to my hands, I should do things to serve him. And although he lives 400 miles away, I should make every opportunity to go and see him, because that's the way we honor our parents. Now, are you ready? At this point, I can expect a lot of us might be thinking, oh dear. Anybody think like that? Can you say that with me? Oh dear. That's how I've thought this week. Because as I've thought about the fifth commandment, I've realized there's lots of ways, both when I was little, but also since I've been an adult, that I have not kept the fifth commandment. There are lots of ways in which I have not honored my father and my mother. And the Bible tells me that's important, because the Bible says that if I break the fifth commandment, I deserve to be punished by God. In fact, if we were to read on in the book of Exodus that we read from, we discover that it says that if someone curses their mother or father, which means speaks badly about them, they deserve to be put to death. It says that if a son or a daughter strikes, hits their father or mother, they deserve to be put to death. And what we're being taught is that God considers the way we treat mum and dad to be really, really important. That if we don't honour him, we deserve to be punished. And that makes me say, you say it with me? Oh dear. That's why I need to tell you about the Lord Jesus. Will you think with me about the Lord Jesus for a moment? He left heaven and he came to earth and he was born into a human family. Mary was his mother, and although God the Father was his father, Joseph, Mary's husband, he grew up with Joseph as his father. And the Bible shows us that as the Lord Jesus grew up as a child, he lived life the right way up. So if we put the Lord Jesus here, we discover that he always lived with God his Father and with his mum and dad in their right place. So we read in the Gospels, as we think about the eyes of the Lord Jesus, he always looked respectfully to his parents. As we think about the ears of the Lord Jesus, we discover that he listened to his parents and did what they told him to do. He used his mouth to speak well of his parents. He used his hands to serve his parents. He went where his parents told him to go. He never, ever once broke the fifth commandment, even as an adult. We read, didn't we, about what happened? And Jesus was hanging, dying on the cross. And you would have thought, well, that's enough to fill your mind. But as he hung on the cross, he saw his mother Mary standing nearby. And next to him, one of the disciples called John. And Jesus honored his mother on the cross. He said to her, "Dear woman," he was speaking respectfully to her, "Dear woman, this is your son." And he said to the disciple, "John, this is your mother." And he was saying to John, "You look after my mother. That's your job now." He was providing for his mother. He was honoring her. And as we think about the Lord Jesus and the way he perfectly kept the fifth commandment and all the commandments, we should say, wow. Can we do that? We should say, wow. Oh, we need to say, oh dear. But when we look at Jesus, we go, wow. Because he perfectly lived life the right way up. But we should say, wow, not only because he perfectly lived the right way up, but because he then died on the cross. Let me tell you about me. As I've thought this week, I have to tell you that I have lived my life upside down. For big chunks of my life, I have lived with God in the wrong place. For big chunks of my life, I have lived with dad and mum in their wrong place. I have lived as though I'm the top, as though I'm the most important person in the world. And the Bible says that as a result, I deserve to be punished by God. But Jesus, he didn't live like that, did he? The Lord Jesus, he did live the right way around, as we thought. He lived with God in his right place. He lived with his parents in their right place. He lived how God says we should live. He didn't deserve to be punished. But on the cross, the Bible says, Jesus took the punishment I deserve. He swapped places with me. He took death instead of me. And he did it so that as I trust in him, I can be forgiven for breaking the fifth commandment. And he says, as I trust in him, he will give me his Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit who then enables me to say, what's our third word? Yes. Yes. The way I want to live is the way God wants me to live. The way I want to live is the right way up, not upside down anymore. Because that's the way Jesus says I should live. And I've put my trust in him as my Saviour and my Lord. I want to end by telling you three more words. You ready? Three more words. Let's do these first, though. Let's do this morning, we should be saying,
oh dear.
This morning we should be saying as we think about Jesus, wow. This morning, if we're trusting the Lord Jesus, we should be saying, yes. As we say, oh dear, this morning, God wants us to say, sorry. Sorry. Perhaps when you go home this morning, you need to say sorry to mum and dad for the ways in which you've not honoured him as you should. But more than that, we also need to say sorry to God. Because if we've been dishonouring our parents, we've actually been dishonouring God. And we need to say sorry to God. But having said sorry to God, we also need to say thank you. Thank you to the Lord Jesus that he left heaven and came to earth. Thank you that he lived a perfect life, keeping the fifth commandment. Thanking him that he died on the cross, taking the punishment sin deserves. And then we need to say, please, Lord Jesus, please would you forgive me for living upside down? Lord Jesus, please would you give me your Holy Spirit that I might start to live the right way up with God and with my parents and with myself in the right place. So can I ask you this morning, which way up are you living? Are you living upside down or are you living the right way up? The Bible says the only way to live the right way up is as we put our trust in the Lord Jesus, who died on the cross for people like us. Let's bow our heads and let's pray together, shall we? Our Father in heaven, we want to say sorry this morning for the many ways in which we have lived our lives upside down. We're sorry for the ways in which we haven't honoured our father and our mother, for the ways in which we have not put them in their right place, the place you have given them in our lives. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you that he kept the commandments where we have failed to keep them. Thank you that he lived life the right way up, but then went to the cross where he took the punishment we deserve for living upside down. Heavenly Father, please forgive us for living upside down. Please, by your Spirit, give us the power to live the right way up as we follow Jesus. We ask this for his name's sake. Amen.